federal jury finds a captain guilty of seaman's manslaughter in a 2019 boat fire that killed over two dozen people off California's coast. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The verdict essentially finds the captain guilty of killing 34 people in a fire that occurred on his boat. This is separate to whether he was also negligent under civil law. With this verdict, the jury delivered a message that boat captains can be found culpable of murder on their vessel, even if the incident may have been accidental.
Jerry Boylan will be sentenced on February 8th. Former President Trump wraps up his testimony at his New York civil fraud trial, attempting to discredit those involved with the case. CBS's Robert Costa was at the courthouse.
Trump would also take the conversation and the answers in a winding direction so often that it really sparked the ire of Judge Arthur Engoron. Trump, as a witness, clearly frustrated him to the point where the judge repeatedly said to Trump's legal team, please keep the witness in line. And the Trump lawyers kept saying, look, he's the former president of the United States. He's essentially going to do what he wants.
Israel's military is expected to soon advance on Gaza City, CBS's Deborah Patra reports.
Israel Defense Forces say they've circled Gaza City, splitting the enclave in two, and claim they've taken control of a Hamas military compound that contains underground tunnels. Hundreds of thousands of civilians remain in the north, unwilling or unable to leave.
The Gaza Health Ministry reports over 10,000 deaths since the war began last month. A clearer picture emerges on the attacks of U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. CBS's David Martin reports.
The Pentagon now puts the number of U.S. soldiers injured by rocket and drone attacks on bases in Iraq and Syria at 45, compared to an initial estimate of 21. Pentagon spokesmen say there are now 24 reported cases of traumatic brain injury, two of them serious enough to require evacuation, and 21 other minor injuries.
A new study found a sharp uptick in gun accidents and deaths involving children during the pandemic. ER Dr. Jennifer Hoffman, lead author of the study in pediatrics, explains one of the factors behind a doubling in gun deaths of children under 18.
Teenagers struggled with their mental health during the pandemic, which contributed to increased suicide attempts.
WeWork seeks U.S. bankruptcy protection after its bets on companies using more of its office sharing space soured. However, on Wall Street today, stocks closed up. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee nonprofit has to return $800,000 of COVID relief money after it was found that the money was misused. CRC Employment and Entrepreneurial Services was awarded nearly $3 million in total. Some of that money was spent on an over $2,000 bowling party and paychecks to founder Cynthia Brown and her family. The organization also paid nearly $7,000 to State Senator Lena Taylor for work she did as an attorney. Taylor denies ever receiving any money. The group has 45 days to return the money. Republicans will have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. That's according to Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming. He says that Tammy Baldwin is not guaranteed re-election. Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says he expects that Republican to be Madison businessman Eric Hovde. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Craig Counsell to the Chicago Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell agreeing to a new contract as the manager of the Chicago Cubs worth $40 million over the next 5 years, nearly $8 million per year, making him the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball history. Now, last week, the Brewers had said that they would match any offer for Counsell as he met with the Cleveland Guardians and then the New York Mets. The Cubs have now fired their manager, David Ross, after 4 years. He still had 1 year left on his contract. The Cubs issuing a press release thanking Ross for his services. Craig Counsell, who managed the crew for 9 seasons and led them to the postseason 5 times, had this to say after losing last month to Arizona in the playoffs.
This was a great team. And I think I told the guys, I said, you know, as you move forward in your careers, you should want to create teams like this. You should use your leadership to create an atmosphere like this. This was a team you want to be on.
That's Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Support honest Native news from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
I hear there are a couple really cool people in that Native Roots, too. Hey, speaking of good people, we have Dr. Stately with us. It's Monday, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm old or getting old, but it seems like it's been a long time since I talked to you, Dr. Stately. Dr. Stately is the CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities, and he's an idol of many, and including me. It's great to see you, Dr. Stately.
You're funny. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It hasn't been that long. I think we talked last week, didn't we?
Well, I think I'm getting that. What's that called? Sometimers. Sometimes I remember, and sometimes
old-timers.
I forget.
Yeah, old-timers.
So how you feeling?
I'm doing well. I was, I was thinking, the whole time change thing is kind of getting I'm not happy that I'm walking out of here in the dark right now in my office. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there was that change. And then I was a little bit discombobulated because I think like there were some things I like automatically, you know, change, which is on your phone backdates, you know, goes forward or backward on daylight savings time or the end of daylight savings time. But what doesn't change is your alarm settings automatically, which I forgot to do. which means I was like waking up earlier than I was should have. So,
your alarm settings don't change with it?
No, automatically your clock does, but like you have to actually go in and manually change your alarm settings, which I guess intuitively I knew that, but just forgot to do because I was busy doing other things. So yeah. So,
yeah, Haley, and telephones, we used to have those. They were hooked to the wall, and there's all these things that you've probably never experienced as a Gen Zer.
I have seen the telephones on the wall. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Like, so, you know, on the on Sunday when you could have technically slept in an extra hour because you get an extra hour anyway, like my alarm still went off at like 6 in the morning or something like that. Ridiculous anyway.
Our friend from Vig Guitar said she got a lot of work done because she got that extra hour in. So I was just woke up confused for a while.
That's every day for you, isn't it?
Oh, Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah. Oh, I met that lady from Big Guitar. I forget how I met her. Did I meet her with you? I think I met her with you, right? At not last year, but the year before at the state fair.
Yeah,
I was having a conversation with you and her outside of your little so your stand, not your little stand. It was quite actually a very, very impressive stand. I was,
Thank you. And you know, Wendy set that all up. I had nothing to do with it, so that's why it was impressive.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So yeah, she was a lovely lady, the Big Guitar lady.
Yeah, I got FOMO because she won tickets on our show for what's the name of the play again, Haley? That's Wes Studi's in.
For the people,
and she won tickets from Native Roots Radio, and then she met Wes Studi and invited him to her store, and he was there for 3 hours.
Oh, wow. Nice. Is he like a musical man? Or?
Yeah, she knew from a movie that he was in that he played guitar very well, and he played it in this movie. So I think he was surprised that anyone saw that movie, and he came down there to play some guitar.
Yeah, Angie Big. That's very cool. Angie was actually on the show, and she talked about it for a little bit, so we appreciate
that. That's cool. Did you get to see the play eventually? Yeah.
I did at opening night.
Oh, of course you did.
Oh, that's right. Haley did. Yeah. Haley and Wendy did. We won tickets from Native Roots Radio.
Oh, wow. I wonder how that happened. Yeah, anyway, we won't talk about that. That's like a sore subject in our community, I think. Anyway.
Winning tickets?
Yeah, no, like when you win the tickets that you yourself sponsor and...
No, I was just kidding. We ran ads and we got free tickets, and I'm an elder. You
good
get free
for you.
Tickets anyways.
I know you get... I didn't know that when I signed up and got my tickets. I paid $60 for a really nice seat, 3 seats away, and then like... anyway, yeah, it was a whole thing.
Now I know why your butt hurt. That's fine. Not because we are giving out tickets.
Well, yeah, anyway. So I did. I saw it Saturday. My sister and... it was nice. I really liked it. There was a a lovely... Guthrie patron sitting in front of me, this non-Indigenous man with a very large head that blocked my view most of the time. Yeah, and I was really struggling with, like, you know, should I do the whole, like, tap, tap, tap? Hey, brother, like, could you just scooch in your seat a little bit so I can see the stage? But I didn't do that. I just, you know.
Jeez.
Sounds like you'll have to go again, Dr. Scott.
I might have to go. Like I gave the seats way in the back to my relatives, and but yeah. Anyway, it was a great show. I laughed a lot. It was really fun.
What I
loved was like the dig on Wes Studi when they're like, oh, he was in Dances with Wolves, don't you know? And then they all like made fun of him.
Well, it was funny, too, that they talked about, you know, of course, Powwow Grounds and Bob Rice and Maria's. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. I was a little offended that they mentioned Maria's and Aldi, but they didn't say anything about my clinic. But then somebody in my family, one of my family members was like, well, was the story about your clinic? I was like, hold up here.
Yeah. No, you should have said it should have been. Should have been, and us St. Paulers.
Yeah.
Well, they talked about the walking colon, didn't they?
Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah. Which is always at NAC every summer. The walking colon.
I think you're known for it. That's why we started laughing.
I was like, oh, I've been through that. I walked through the colon.
I was hoping there would be a T-shirt that I could wear with that walking colon, me walking through. That'd be awesome.
We have to work on that. We have a relationship with the Cancer Center Network, so we will do that. But the other thing I loved about it was like the dueling teepee and the downward shulka.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was done well, and there was a lot of inside jokes, and there was a lot of laughter. It was full when we went.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's going through November 12th at the Guthrie, too.
Yep. So I think next Saturday is the last day, right? So yeah, Sunday. That's exciting. It was actually a really, like, you know, one of the things I took away from that, it was like, here we have a really nice piece of work that is, you know, like, you know, Wes Studios, he's a big name. He's a big Hollywood Indian name, you know, and here he is on Franklin Avenue appearing, you know, nightly in that play and sometimes a couple times a day on the Saturday and Sunday matinees. And, you know, it was written by local people. It has a local sort of feel and story. And it just was really beautiful to see. It was really, like, you know, it was fun. It was fun to be in there, get the jokes, listen to us poke fun at ourselves, you know, those kinds of things. And just laughter is medicine. So it was amazing. It was just really amazing. I had a great night.
Absolutely. And then also, too, now West Studi is the first Native American to win Academy Award now that we knocked Buffy out of the running, Buffy St. Marie. So we're
some people call her Bluffy.
Good one. I'm getting T-shirts made. That's good. Yeah. Hey, we'll be right back with Dr. Stately. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
Stay with us. Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget